USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. combat mission in Iraq is coming to an end. President Biden making it official during a meeting with Iraq's prime minister at the White House.
And the sacrifices that so many have made to build their U.S.-Iraq partnership has been real, and it's consequential. And my administration is committed to strengthening that partnership.
Biden saying remaining U.S. forces will be acting primarily in an advisory role and will be involved in counterterrorism efforts. The number of fully vaccinated Americans is approaching 50%. The CDC saying that number stands at just over 49% of the total population, which comes out to be 163 million Americans. People 12 and older are currently eligible for the vaccine to protect themselves against the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A civil rights pioneer who faced violence when registering black people to vote in the 1960s has passed away.
Bob Moses, a civil rights activist, died Sunday.
We the people who have the responsibility to keep the Constitution as a live document.
Moses was 86. He played pivotal roles in voter registration drives and sit-ins during the 1960s. An educator, he taught school for several years in Tanzania, Africa. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The numbers are piling up as Chicago is coming off another violent weekend. Police say at least 73 people were shot and 11 victims died in the city between Friday night and early this morning. In one shooting, a 15-year-old girl and 17-year-old were wounded by gunfire in the backyard of a home. The older teen was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. The other victim is in serious condition. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as record apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border continue, with over 1 million illegal immigrants encountered at the border this fiscal year. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy believes President Biden's move was a waste of taxpayer money.
Senate Republicans are scrambling right now to pass an infrastructure bill that's paid for. We could use this $2 billion that he is wasting. That would overlay about 1,600 miles of four-lane highways.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Faith leaders in Washington, D.C. are gathering in support of Texas Democratic lawmakers protesting Republican voting reform bills, which they believe hurt the rights of minority voters. D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie accusing Republicans of trying to implement Jim Crow laws.
They're trying to wind back the clock and bring about a new age of Jim Crow voter suppression. Their cynical goal is to prevent communities of color, who turned out in record numbers last year, from having their voices heard at the ballot box.
Republicans say the bill is not meant to suppress voters, but expand voting opportunities. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.